This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. Views of the Texas State Capitol have become a part of living in Austin that many of us take for granted, but you might be surprised to learn that many of those views are actually protected by law. It's because of what are called the Capitol View Corridors. One KUT listener wondered, what exactly are those corridors? How do they work? And why do they only exist in certain parts of the city? For the latest installment in AT Explained, KUT's Saida Hassan looked into it.
About 7 years ago, Lynn Meredith and her husband moved into a high-rise downtown. She can see the state capitol from her building, and over the years, she's watched as new skyscrapers have sprung up around the capitol, while some other construction plans have fallen through.
Since we are downtown residents, and we are interested in our views, as well as our new skyline, it was just a question of why do some get approved and some not get approved, and what does it mean to be in a view corridor of the Capitol building?
So Meredith wrote in a question to AT Explained.
What is a Capitol view corridor? Why don't we have height restrictions on buildings in other parts of Austin?
Well, those view corridors exist thanks to action taken by the state of Texas and the city of Austin more than 30 years ago. But before we get to that, let's go over a little Capitol history. Construction on the Texas State Capitol was completed in 1888. Its exterior was built of red granite from Burnett County, the walls inside made of Texas limestone. The Goddess of Liberty statue was placed at the top of the Capitol dome. At the time, it was the tallest building in town. When it was dedicated, crowds of Texans lined Congress Avenue to get a glimpse of the completed Capitol. But of course, Austin looked a lot different in the late 1800s. Decades later, new buildings changed the makeup of the city's skyline. Some residents worried that views of the Capitol would be lost to a growing concrete jungle. In the 1960s, the 26-story Westgate Tower was built near the Capitol grounds. It was significantly taller than any other apartment building in town. The project sparked controversy and eventually led to the adoption of the Capitol View Corridors. In 1983, Congressman Lloyd Doggett, who was then a state senator, wrote the bill to protect views of the Capitol.
In a much smaller town in the 80s, we recognized there was a problem here. I think we can never envision how much Austin would grow and how tall these buildings would become around it. But I'm glad we laid a good foundation, not only for the city's future development, but for the preservation of something that's very important.
Around the same time, the city of Austin enacted similar regulations. Together, the city and state rules aimed to preserve the state house's visibility by limiting the height of other buildings within a corridor.
Basically, a Capitol View corridor is a plane that extends from a defined viewpoint or points that extends to the base of the Capitol dome.
That's Anaya Johnson with Austin's Development Services Department. If we count all of the views protected by both the city and the state, there are 35 Capitol View corridors today. I asked Johnson the second part of Lynn Meredith's question, why these height restrictions exist in some parts of the city but not others. He says there are a lot of factors that shape those decisions. For example, is a particular view only accessible to pedestrians or drivers? Does the view of the Capitol stretch on, or is it just a passing glimpse?
So there are those little nuances with each of the different corridors.
If you look at a map of Austin's Capitol View corridors, you'll notice that some, like the UT South Mall corridor, stop after just a few city blocks, while others stretch on for miles.
So, for instance, there's one corridor that's extremely long that goes out to the 360 Bridge.
Scott Grantham is with Austin's Planning and Zoning Department.
At some point, council determined that that was a valuable corridor. So therefore, it was adopted.
And that conversation didn't stop in the 80s. Just last year, Austin City Council member Ora Houston proposed adding 5 new corridors, protecting views from East Austin. Grantham says the feasibility of those new corridors is still being reviewed. It's an issue local preservationists are watching closely.
It's interesting because most of the discussion has not been about adding more. It's been about restricting them. And of course, we've worked to preserve what we have.
John DeNisi is on the board of the nonprofit Preservation Austin. The group has been active around keeping the Capitol View corridors.
And we're not the only city that has some sort of protections in place.
He's right. Washington, D.C. protects views of the U.S. Capitol. Denver, Colorado's view planes preserve the visibility of the Rocky Mountains. Denisi says rather than prohibiting development, Austin's height restrictions have driven construction to other parts of downtown outside the view corridors.
The way that the view corridors have been structured in Austin is really an elegant solution to this vexing problem. It has allowed for full and robust development in certain places where we want it to be, but it's also preserved these really iconic and special views of the Capitol.
There have been a few exceptions granted, but mostly developers have to find ways to work around the height limits that affect some of the city's hottest real estate.
When you look at a lot of the buildings and landmarks throughout Austin, and it definitely forces architects, I think, to be a little creative.
Jeffrey Tawawa is with the Real Estate Council of Austin. He says determining whether or not a development falls within a corridor is pretty simple, but it's led to some strange design trends.
Especially our main corridors like Congress Avenue or Lamar, you'll see a number of buildings that kind of look a little out of shape, if you will, definitely looks like that they had to make some adjustments. And one of them to come to mind is like the IBC Bank building right there at 9th and Congress.
Essentially, the corridors have led to a lot of oddly shaped buildings in the heart of downtown. It's not uncommon to see one half of a building stop after just a few stories, while the other half, unencumbered by view corridors, is a towering skyscraper. I brought my findings back to our question asker, Lynn Meredith. She says as much as the city and state governments tend to clash, she was surprised to learn that they'd struck a sort of compromise around this issue.
I had no idea, and having a view of the Capitol from everywhere in our city is such a magnificent thing, and I'm glad that there are some protections for view corridors.
Saida Hassan, KUT News.
Much more in our AT Explained series at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there. You can also join our super secret Facebook group. It's all at atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.